Hello, everyone. It's that literary lady, and today is the third day of Christmas. Today I have the pleasure of having my literary sister, Sheila M. Goss. She is a best-selling author of numerous novels and young adult titles. Welcome, Sheila.
Thank you, Yolanda, and thank you for having me.
I understand that you're under the weather, and I hope you get well very soon.
Thank you. It's just a change of weather. It happens every year around this time.
I understand. Well, I'll try to speed this up for you. Can you tell us a little bit about who Sheila Goss is?
Well, you gave me a very good introduction. Basically, I am a lover of the word. I love to write. I love to read. Besides doing that, I love reaching out to young people, basically just supporting the arts, and no matter what arena, mainly the literacy, because I feel that, unfortunately, with the video games and internet, it's kind of hard for authors to compete with that. So my goal has been to really just to try to entice young people as well as older people to get back to reading books.
Okay. And I understand you write adult titles and young adult titles, right?
Correct.
Okay. In your adult books, what genre do you classify yourself, or do you even classify yourself?
Well, I write in different genres. I write romance, women's fiction, Christian fiction, suspense, as well as urban and street fiction under some pen names. So I basically cover everything in my adult books. And even in my young adult books, I have a series of Little Glass Chronicles under my name, and then also more of a urban street type young adult book under a pen name.
Okay, can you reveal that pen name, or is that top secret?
Well, I can reveal the pen name for my young adult book, because it will be hopefully coming out next year. I'm working on the book right now, working on revisions right now, and my pen name for that is Sparkle.
Okay. So I'm going to be like Wendy Williams. You can't tell us the other pen name, girl.
No, or it wouldn't be a pen name.
Okay. So tell me, Sheila, how many books do you actually have out now?
Well, I'm not in print. I have 13 books in print.
Oh.
So come next year, I will have probably a total of 15 or 16 in print.
Okay.
But I have e-books too. I haven't included the e-books in that number.
Oh.
So,
wow.
But in print right now, I have 13 books.
Okay. Now, can you tell me, just briefly going back to Sparkle, where Sparkle came from and why you decided to use a pen name?
Well, because my Zip Lost Chronicles audience is totally different than what my new young adult series will be. The reason why I came up with the young adult series, because this particular target audience, they read a lot of more street and urban novels, and I want them to read more teenage books geared towards them. So the teen books written under Sparkle are going to be a little bit more gritty than those written under Sheila Goss.
Oh, okay.
However, I'm still going to keep it, age appropriate.
Right,
so.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I look forward to reading those. Sheila, you have a new book coming out, and I had the pleasure of reviewing it. It comes out December 27th. Can you just tell us briefly about that book?
Yes, I am so excited about it. It's Ruthless, and it's my second book in what I call my Notorious Women of the Bible series.
Hmm.
And in Ruthless, I'm basically taking the biblical story of David and Bathsheba, and I'm putting a modern-day twist to it. And because I write in all other genres, and I feel that God has blessed me to be able to write, I wanted to do something to kind of, try to draw people to Christ. And that's just one of my ways of doing it, because I feel like Christian fiction doesn't have to be boring. So to basically, hopefully, entice those that may not have ever really read the story of David and Bathsheba, if they read my fictional story, they will see there's a lot of drama there. So hopefully they'll go read the real story, because the real story has even more drama in it, as we both know. So that's my goal with writing the series, hopefully to entice people who have never read the biblical stories, they only heard about it. It will entice them to go and actually read, and if they're not, if they, you know, are not a Christian, hopefully they will accept Christ in their lives, or right. open up the door for them to search out a church that can help them, you know, learn and, again, you know, find Christ and accept Christ in their life. So.
Right. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a 5-star book. It is awesome. Just like all the other Sheila's other works, this book is hot. So you've got to go out and get it and read it when it drops on December 27th. Now,
I want to add one more thing. Those who read Delilah, if they want to know what happened to Delilah, they need to read Ruthless.
Yes. Okay, now Sheila, with the exception of Sparkle, the new adult series, and the Under Wraps Secret, what else do you have in the works?
Well, I am currently I'm writing my short stories, and I released my short stories as e-books. But I have, like, probably on my plate right now 10 books that I want to write.
Wow.
You know, within the next, you know. So every time I scratch one off the list, here's another one. And then on top of that, you get your revisions back, you know, your edits back. So you're not only are you working on something new, I'm also working on, you know, revising, you know, some of my other manuscripts. So I'm constantly busy, constantly.
I know, and you do workshops and you do a lot of other stuff in the community. You are definitely busy. And when did you start writing, Sheila? Because you've gotten so many books out there. When did you first start writing?
I actually started off as a self-published writer back in 2003, 2004. Then I took a little break because I got picked up by Urban Books, and they actually reissued two of my self-published books, My Invisible Husband and In Roses of Thorns. So, and those was released, I think, 2006, December 2006. So basically I've been writing at least for the last 7 years professionally. I've been in the industry for at least 7 years now.
Wow. I had the pleasure of releasing my first book with Sheila at Black Images Book Bazaar in Dallas, and it was such a pleasure. Now, I want to go here real quick. I'm on your website here, and I just want to read off some of Sheila's accomplishments real quick. She's a 2011 EDC Creations Top Book Awards, and that's Ella Curry, the 2010 Dallas Morning News bestseller, 2009 EDC Creations Top Book Award, 2009 EDC Creation Author of the Year, 2009 Amazon bestseller, 2008 BlackWebAwards.com seller, Disago 2007 Unity Guild Award, Infinity Outstanding Author of 2006, the Top 100 Most Admired African American Women in Literature for Literary Divas, Essence Magazine bestseller, Number 1 Black Expressions bestseller, honorable mention in New York Times and Writer's Digest, the 2004 One Swan Production Female Author of the Year. She's received 3 Shades of Romance Magazine Reader's Choice Awards and another Dallas Morning News bestseller. If you are not following Sheila Goss in her books and on social media, you are missing out. Sheila, is there anything else you'd like our audience to know about you?
Wow, I'm like, you're talking about me? I really, you know what, Ben? I'm fortunate to have achieved all of those things, but as you're living this, you're not really doing it for any accolades or awards. You,
right.
you know, you're doing it hoping that readers like what you write. So,
right.
you know, I'm writing hoping that, you know, I get an audience, and it's just been a blessing to be able to, you know, achieve all of those things.
Yes, definitely. Well, Sheila, I appreciate it that you joined us, and I do hope you get better. But before we go, can you tell our audience how they can reach you?
Yes, as you mentioned, I'm on all the social media, Facebook and Twitter. You can access both of those by going to my website, www.SheilaGoss.com, and that's SheilaGoss.com.
Okay, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that Sheila is spelled SheilaGoss.com. Sometimes people get it wrong, so make sure you get it right. And follow Sheila. She is a wealth of information, and she is an inspiration, and I am glad to call her my literary sister. And she is always there when I need her, and I do appreciate you, Sheila. You get well soon.
Sheila, I appreciate thank you, and I appreciate you having me on your show today.
You're welcome, and thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
Okay, great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.